If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter, patreon.com/High Society Radio to donate to the show, and instagram.com/High Society Radio. I'm a plug whore. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And Bronx Johnny is not here, and this is a truncated version of High Society Radio this evening due to technical difficulties.
What does that mean?
It means shorter, shorter version.
Truncated?
Truncated. Shorter.
What's the etymology of that word?
What does etymology mean? Are you taking this off topic? Well, the thing is...
Origin of the word.
The thing is, it's going to be a shorter version, but after this, Chris will have, what, some of the lost tapes?
I'll either put up one of the lost tapes, or I'll try to cut something with the missing Bronx Johnny later in the week.
All right, good. That's what I like to hear, because I worry about Bronx Johnny a lot. All right, so... It's High Society Radio, and we all missed the weed parade this year.
Yeah,
I mean, I lied. I'm gonna bring the curtain back and say I lied about going to the pop parade, 2 weeks ago? So, yeah, I guess I'm not as cool as you'd think I was, Chris.
Did that make us sellouts?
Yes, because we don't go to the pop parade.
Do you really need a parade?
Yeah, because the pop parade shows you that you're hard and that you can actually.
But like, this is happening anyway. Like at this point, you're just getting a ticket if you go to the stupid parade.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I mean, most of the guys I know stopped going to the weed parade because people just kept getting arrested for smoking weed.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, it's the pop parade in New York City. What's it called? May Day.
Yeah.
See, why isn't it on 420?
Because I guess May Day is the first Saturday of May.
Okay.
So 420 moves. So like potheads can remember first Saturday in May. They can't really remember. Wait, what day is 420, bro?
I never realized that. Does that make me a bad pothead?
What, that you didn't realize 420 moved?
No, that it was the first Saturday of May.
Yeah, it's the first Saturday of May. I think it's supposed to be, right? That's why it was this Saturday.
I thought it was on like weekdays though.
No. It's always a Saturday.
We really don't know anything about the pop parade.
I used to go every year, but then like Giuliani really...
But then he grew up?
Yeah, then I grew up. Giuliani really cracked down on arresting people.
Jesus, dude. That was like 2 mayors ago. You're really old.
Oh, yeah. Shit. There was like one tyrant and a mayor.
How many times was Bloomberg
three.
Mayor? Three. I felt like it was four.
Nah, it's three. So it's like, yeah, it was like...
It just felt longer.
Well, Giuliani started the crackdowns on all the stuff there. That's when I guess I started going to that. I feel like I went to maybe one or two while Bloomberg was mayor. But, yeah, that was about the end of me going to that, 2001, 2002. Yeah, after 9/11, I just couldn't get psyched for the weed parade anymore.
That's a good point. Where is it? It's downtown usually, right?
Yeah, it starts Union Square, and you walk down Broadway into Battery Park. And there's just people smoking dupes. Usually the cannabis cut band plays some reggae.
I started eating a lot more edibles, and I feel like it's really fried my brain.
Yeah, that'll do that. I don't know why you didn't think that would happen. It's a much fucking stronger way to smoke weed.
Yeah, well, it's not smoking or weed. Intake marijuana.
Yeah. fucks you up. Well, I remember the first time I ever took edibles, I went to Action Park, again showing my age. But I couldn't
hey,
do
everyone,
shit.
Everyone on the, in the Northeast loves them some Action Park.
That's true.
If they remember it.
I heard they were bringing back the Cannonball Loop for one day or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I hope somebody gets a concussion and dies.
But then, that's a terrible thing to say. But then a few months ago, I think, or I'm always think everything's a few months ago because my sense of time is screwed. I think people like, someone re-released an Action Park commercial online. And
yeah, the documentary, they said it was like 25 minutes long or something. Yeah, it was great.
It gave Action Park all this heat again. I remember going there when I went there as a kid and like at least three people leaving in ambulances because there was just like that crazy cliff jump that had no safety precautions whatsoever. So people kept jumping off the cliff and hitting their heads.
There was that, but there was also the stupid thing where you went down the mountain in a go-kart and the only thing that was a brake was like a lever brake. That was it. It was just a track. Like if you reached your hand out, you just get a fucking raw bone.
What age do you think you outgrew amusement parks? I know some adults love them and go to them like I got to go to every amusement park.
I'd say like a few years ago, I went to Six Flags with just one dude.
You're old. You're too old to do that.
Are you really? Like, it's just rides. Like I just drink some beers.
Riding that dick.
Exactly. That's what it was. It was.
You could drink at Six Flags.
It was a pride parade. It wasn't an amusement park.
I never went there. I can't remember the last time I went to Six Flags.
Yeah, they sell beer
high
there.
School maybe?
I think I was drinking. Maybe I just brought beer. Drank it in the parking lot.
This is a Belmont, dude.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the Derby?
Yes, I did. I did watch the Kentucky Derby.
Did you lose money?
Lost money on it because I'm intelligent.
Well, we all know you lost money on the Pacquiao Mayweather fight as well.
Yeah. I called Pacquiao in the fifth. Did you watch the fight, by the way?
I did watch
it. I was broing down at a bachelor party as opposed to, but you weren't there.
Yeah.
So where'd you watch it?
I watched it at an engagement party.
Wow, were you?
Because my buddy planned his engagement party, and then they announced the date of the fight, and he basically was like, I realized if I didn't order the fight, nobody would come to my engagement party.
Yeah, because
I catered it, and I told him, if you don't get the fight, I'm not coming.
I require this.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of the fight?
I thought it was a standard Mayweather fight. That's what they all look like. I don't know why people expected something different.
But
I think he's a great boxer, and I like watching him fight because I think he's really good at the game of boxing.
He's gamed the system, as the kids say. I don't know what kids say that, but they do.
But that's it.
He is incredible. No, but the thing is, like, he's incredibly good at knowing how to win a boxing match as the rules of boxing are done, and he can take a punch. Like he can punch in the face and he's not, you know, he doesn't have a glass chin.
A lot of those, all right, that Pacquiao fight looked a lot like the De La Hoya Mayweather fight, where it was just like a lot of punches that didn't seem to be doing much getting thrown.
He was barely hitting anything, Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Every time he did get Mayweather in the corner, the room I was in, just a bunch of drunken jerks were just lost their shit.
I feel like at this point, people just want to see, like, people are just paying money to watch Floyd Mayweather lose, much like people were giving you money on Patreon to piss you off.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, people. And if you guys want to still piss me off, go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. Pizza party's almost here. As soon as it launches, it's on. But Pacquiao, apparently his corner was telling him he was winning the entire time. I'd say by the middle of the match, it was pretty obvious that Pacquiao wasn't doing shit to Mayweather.
Well, yeah, like later on in the fight. Well, those last three rounds were, I mean, all Mayweather. But, yeah, I think I don't know how you can be throwing that many punches that aren't landing. You're hitting glove. How do you not know? You know when you're hitting shoulder. You know when you're hitting glove. I guess he just thought God was on his side.
Yeah, he really did think God was on his side. Pacquiao's family was hysterical with the everyone thinking it was rigged and a bunch of crazy Filipino women. It's very funny.
You think you'll see a rematch?
No. I mean, people were, like, the internet, random people on the internet were saying rematch. People brought up the announcers were bringing up rematch. But that was the fight. Mayweather is lying and says he's going to retire in September after his next boxing match. It's his sixth match with Showtime. That's the contract.
Yeah.
He'll retire, and then he'll sign a gigantic contract to get the for his 50th match.
Yeah, one fight, and then he'll retire.
Then he'll retire. He gets the record. He beats Marciano, and he's
with the record for what?
I think Marciano retired, what, 49-0?
Yeah, I actually think it was 48-0. But I mean, there are people who have gone more fights undefeated, but then eventually lost.
Yeah, exactly. But he'll, you know, he'll be like, I retired undefeated. I'm the greatest.
I guess. Didn't like Julio Cesar Chavez made it to like 87 fights before he got knocked out, right?
Yeah.
So and he fought like, he had 100. What did he have? He had over 100 professional fights, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it was totally ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, so what if you retire with 50?
But he lost, and that's the problem.
That's true. But he did make it further than Mayweather before he lost.
Yeah.
He made almost a double Mayweather career without losing.
Yeah, Marciano was 49. 43 knockouts. The shitty thing is, Mayweather and Pacquiao have not knocked someone out in years. I think it's going on like 5 years at least.
Yeah.
Between them. No one, they haven't knocked anyone out.
Yeah, I mean, Pacquiao was on a knockout spree until he lost, until he got knocked out, and he just hasn't really had it since.
No, he hasn't.
I heard, did you hear that Mayweather, supposedly, according to Suge Knight's lawyers, Mayweather, if he won, was going to pay Suge Knight's bail of $10 million.
Well, Suge Knight's still in prison as far as I know, so I guess that ain't happening.
You know, he might just not have gotten to it yet. He's probably partying with Jon Jones.
John Jones. I was thinking of Mike Jones. Excuse me. I got my rappers mixed up. I guess I'm a
John Jones is a UFC fighter.
That's a good point. I am a total moron, and I guess I'm the stupidest person to have ever sat in front of a microphone. John Jones, yeah, he just got his stripped, right?
Yeah, he got stripped of the title for leaving the scene of an accident, he was probably fucked up at, allegedly.
I think he hit like a pregnant woman's car, right?
Yeah, he ran a red light.
Sounds like Dana White is pussy.
What, for stripping him?
For stripping him. If I was Dana White, I'd be like, good. That's the kind of champion I want. I want him getting gacked up. I want him fucking smoking weed and running into pregnant women.
You want a pro-choice champion.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
John Jones is great. He tested positive for coke after his last win, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe they stripped him of the title. Is he undefeated or he has like one loss, right?
He's one loss. I think it's by DQ or something.
But it's like that was like years ago, right?
Yeah. It was like he just like swung an extra elbow, I think, at somebody like when the ref was breaking it up and they called the fight.
It feels like UFC guys just don't keep the title as long. Am I correct in that assumption? I don't follow UFC too hard.
Well, especially UFC because it's like a lot less political. Like you don't really have a choice because with boxing, you could just be like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to fight somebody, but Dana White's like, you fight this guy or you go work somewhere else. And he owns some of the lesser companies, too, so it's kind of like...
All right.
You know, there's not...
See, I didn't realize that. Yeah. So basically, Dana White's telling everyone who to fight.
Yeah, he's basically like, no, this is the fight. Like, he was really pissed off at Jones when... who was that got injured in Chael Sonnen was just like, oh, I'll fight him tomorrow. I don't care. And Jones was like, I'm not prepared to fight. Like, I don't know... I'm not watching tape to fight Chael Sonnen. I'm not doing it. Now, obviously, he eventually fought Chael Sonnen, and he fucking won despite having a compound fracture in his fucking foot. But, Dana White was pissed, like, visibly pissed in a press conference at fucking Jon Jones for being the champion and not taking a fight with, like, I think it was, like, 3 days' notice.
Well, you know what? Jon Jones has every right. He was on a coke bender probably at the time, and who
he
wants...
He was like, why would I go fight if I could just do this blow?
I'm gonna bang out some rails, brah. Oh, Jon Jones. I don't know. I hope you're okay wherever you are. I guess they still haven't found him, right? He's still in the
room. No, he turned himself in. He took like 3 days to turn himself in, which leads you to believe that he probably had coke in his system if he took 3 days.
Good point. Yeah, he just got to just, you know, hang out, drink some fucking cranberry juice.
Or maybe he was just drunk.
Good point.
And bounced. And like probably a DUI is probably worse than just leaving the scene of an accident because they can't prove you were drunk.
Yeah.
It depends on what state you're in. Or maybe he just thought that. You know what I mean? You fucking panic in a situation like that.
So Jon Jones is teaching me a lot. If I ever get into a car accident, always run away, right?
No, you're not supposed to run away because you go to jail. He's going to go to jail probably.
You think he's going to do like a couple months or something?
I don't know if he'll do like a huge bid. They'll probably give him... He's going to get some time. Like,
you think? Really?
Yeah, it happened in New Mexico. You can't be a black dude in a hit and run in New Mexico and not do time.
But he's got that sweet UFC money.
You just got stripped of the title, dog.
Oh, man. Does that mean they take all the money out of his bank account?
Hell yeah. He's got to win the Money in the Bank UFC match now just to fucking...
There's a Money in the Bank UFC match.
It should be.
All right. See, now you got me really excited, and then you brought me back
down.
Don't
you host a sports show when you're not doing this?
I am not a big UFC guy. I remember watching the original couple of pay-per-views.
You were just a Tank Abbott fan.
I was a big Kimbo Slice fan. I was a big Tank Abbott fan. And Ken Shamrock.
There's this fucking great old fight from, like, I think it's from, like, UFC 5, where Tank Abbott knocks a guy out, and the guy is seizing up on the mat because Tank Abbott hit him so hard, and Tank Abbott does, like, a retard face at him, like a retard seizure face at him.
Is there, like, a big fat guy in UFC who, like, whenever he wins, he has, like, a crazy beard, and then he jumps up on the top of the fucking octagon and starts shaking his stomach?
There is a guy who jumps up on the top with a beard. I forget the guy's name. I don't watch it.
I like that guy, too.
Yeah.
I saw him once. I was like, all right, I can get behind that dude. Shaking that giant gut of his.
Yeah, there are some, like, bigger guys in UFC that just, like, kind of have a gut but just have so much punching power that it's ridiculous.
Are there still, like, tough man competitions? Or
I'm sure there are.
UFC,
actually, you know what? Let me look it up.
Yeah, there probably is. I'm sure it's on TV somewhere also. You know what's weird? So I was at a bachelor party. You were at a engagement party.
I went to a bachelor party on Thursday.
Damn, yo. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is weird that we're getting to this age, and it's true. People just start getting married. It's very, very weird.
It's very, very inconvenient for everyone around them.
We all should have known it was coming. I mean, it is a cliche all my friends start getting married and having kids.
If we didn't grow up in New York, I guarantee you there's people, like, we're in our early 30s, right?
You speak for yourself. I'm in my mid-20s.
All right, bro. I was just going to say, in other places, people start getting married in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
Early 20s. Like, both of my girlfriend's younger siblings are married.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you have two girlfriends? I heard that wrong.
Both of my girlfriends each have a younger sibling, and they're, those people
are married.
Married
to each other?
But now I'm just like, I'm not marrying neither of you bitches. Like,
I didn't know you were polyamorous.
You gotta just, no, well, they're monogamous. Like, okay. They're not even allowed to fuck each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, they could fuck other side bitches,
uh-huh,
but just not each other, because then that would be cheating.
Wow, man, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's right. I'm a Mormon, actually, too.
That's the Mormon style of things.
Once I found out that they just, like, bug guns at the Mexican drug cartels, uh-huh, I was like, yo, that's the religion for me, dog. And then South Park said they were the one true religion, and I was like, I'm in. You got Matt and Trey's endorsement. You're bucking shots at the cartels. That's what's up, man.
It's pretty dope, bro.
You can fuck all these bitches.
That's pretty cool, dude.
But a lot of people don't know that that's actually a tenet of Mormonism, is that your wives can't scissor,
uh-huh,
but they can watch you fuck other chicks.
Oh.
That's like a big thing. That's how they got me into the Church of Latter-day Saints.
You know what? I'm learning so much tonight. And see, I think it's because Johnny isn't here, because he's always talking that crazy bullshit. You and I can't really talk.
You know what most of the first 20 minutes of this show would have been if Johnny was here?
What?
Yo, I wouldn't have fight no, though, B. Mayweather just hugging on him, son. We would have had the same exact argument we have after every single Mayweather fight if Johnny was in here. I'm so glad he hung himself.
All right. I'm going to have to take that out of this. Out of this episode, that's...
No, I mean, like, he hung a couple of bricks from his cock to make his ick bigger. Did I confuse you?
I hope he's not dead.
No, I think he's okay.
All right, good. Because I worry about him sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I know no one's worrying about me, that's for damn sure.
Listen, everybody's worried about you. I get messages on Reddit all the time, like, how's Chris's liver? If he ever needs a chunk, I'll cut out some of mine and give it to him.
Strong. I have strong liver.
All right.
I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, you want to hear, like, the creepiest sex toy stuff?
Okay.
Might as well bring it up. I thought this was kind of funny. There's a company that will put a dude's ashes into a dildo and make... Here's what the kit looks like. It's like a kit that it'll have, like, some of his cologne, and his ashes are here in the vibrator. And then, like, it just has, like, some of his stuff.
Yeah.
In case a dude dies, now you can, like, fuck his ashes.
What?
Yeah. What's weird, though, is that the dildo isn't a mold of the guy's penis. You'd think that that's what it would be, right?
Yeah.
No, but it's just ashes in this, like, chamber here, and then there's, like, it's a whole kit for them.
So you're just banging yourself, if you're a woman, or I guess a dude, with this dildo that's just full with ashes?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like anything special at all. I mean, anyone
it's expensive, though. It's a couple hundred bucks for this thing.
Fuck that.
I'm just saying, it just seems like a creep. Like, I know people get, like, I think it's weird.
Go to dildos.com and see what a dildo costs. Can't be more than $30, can it?
You can get a relatively cheap dildo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're the one always looking up dildo prices.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta fucking please all these extra bitches. What the fuck? We just went over this. All
right.
That's the whole thing about Mormonism. You gotta be able to take care of these hoes.
I feel that. You gotta keep them all satisfied.
Exactly. There you go. Here's one for $12.
$12 dildo, huh?
Yeah. It might be used. I don't know if you want to fuck with that, but some people might.
I'll just look, I'll just dip it in bleach before I use it. It'll be fine. I'll get off the germs.
Fuck, it's smart.
That's how
you're always thinking.
I'm always thinking about stuff. I'm like John Jones. My new favorite dude ever.
Oh, there's actually a it's launching as of this recording. It's launching in 3 hours. It's comefundme.com, which is a Kickstarter just for porn.
There's a couple of those.
Just for porn?
Or for like sex related ventures.
Hmm. This is just adult entertainment because I guess apparently like Indiegogo will take stuff down.
That's bullshit.
I don't know if they're using it for their payments though, because PayPal won't pay. Which is weird, because isn't that how PayPal started? Was kind of like you pay for porn on the internet, and now you can't pay for porn with PayPal.
I have no idea. That's the first I've heard.
The way I found out is when we started the Patreon page, I put that some of our content was not safe for work because we say fuck a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they apparently wouldn't take PayPal payments because of that. And people were sending me messages like, yeah, where the fuck do I use PayPal for this? Because I'm not just giving these people my bank account number. So I had to switch it. So yeah, PayPal. Like, if you call yourself not safe for work or adult at all, PayPal won't. They won't fuck with you right now.
Hmm.
It's very strange.
That's how did Elon Musk sell it out from PayPal? No, he was was he eBay? I can't remember. One or the other.
Oh no, they are. Isn't it like him and like Peter Thiel? They're like the PayPal mafia.
Is that a term?
Yeah, you never heard of the PayPal mafia? They're all like huge venture capitalists now. Here, I'll look it up for you. I'll get all the names.
How do we become venture capitalists? Because I feel like that would be a good place for me to be.
Oh, we have to make a lot of money. Or actually, you know, we can just start a venture capital firm and get money from investors and invest in stupid things that we like.
Why aren't we doing that?
We don't have any credentials.
Ah, Cuban B.
You sent me a thing a while ago.
Hold on.
Okay.
I do have some. I have collateral. Does collateral help in trying to put together?
Half bag of blow left over from the bachelor party is not collateral.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do know that I am Colin Quinn on High Society Radio on Reddit.
I am Colin Quim.
Oh, I am Colin Quim. Excuse me. Excuse me, Colin Quim. He gave us a rare pay, so that's could be worth a lot of money.
Oh, thank God.
I appreciate this rare pay, and I'm going to put in a safety deposit box. So that I don't have to ever worry about money for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but
we have a few rare pay-pays. I know I'm taking you off topic right now, okay, but there's a lot of
I know, we have them in the vault. Can you use those Bitcoin vaults for rare pay-pays?
Uh-huh.
That's Look, good.
It's digital. It's a digital world we're living in.
I can't believe nobody... Has anybody started a pay-pay, rare pay-pay digital currency? Because we should get on that.
I think someone already has. I know that someone tried to post like 12,000 rare pay-pays on eBay. It got up to $9,000, but... No one, eBay took it down because they're fucking pussy.
It's fake.
No, they don't. They don't. They're in cahoots into not trying to crash the rare PayPay market.
I know. A quick Google search isn't. Oh, PayPay coin. There you go. Somebody did it. Well, if PayPay coin wants to sponsor this podcast in rare PayPays, if they're out there listening, holler at your boys.
Well, I am Colin Quinn. He's already pretty much. Kickstarted our rare PayPay collection. That's pretty cool.
Thank God.
Because I'm sick of being broke. I want to make money and lots of it.
But it's funny because, like, all right, like if we were venture capitalists, what would you invest in?
I don't know, an app.
Of app?
I don't know, dude.
Like a Bloomin' Onion?
No, that's a fucking food app. I'm talking about an app that goes on your phone. So I don't know. I'd have to we'd have all this money. People would come to us with their ideas.
Yeah, but you sent me an article the other day, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, hold on, I gotta give out another shout out from the Reddit. Green Brown Throw It also gave me a rare PayPay, and that goes in the safety deposit box. Go ahead, I apologize.
Okay, but you sent me something about nepotism in venture capital.
Yeah.
And that you were like, this is fucked up. But I thought it was like, what's up? Because, all right, let's say we had a venture capital firm.
Uh-huh.
And then, one of our boys, let's say it was, Joe, right?
Uh-huh.
He came up to us, and he had an app idea. And then some schmuck we didn't know had the same app idea. We're going to give the money to Joe.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not fucked up. I don't know that Joe has any app ideas. And if he had any, they would be any good.
I feel like I had a really good app idea, but then I forgot about it, which is bad. I need to start writing things.
Oregon Trail thing?
No, that's gentrification trail, and that is. I think the app team's getting together, and it should be coming out any day now.
So far, it's just me and Coke Logic exchanging emails.
That's a positive. That's an app team.
That is. That is. I mean, that is a team of that is a team of people who use apps for things.
We got to start pounding some truffle whiskey to get some better ideas.
That's true. See, that's the thing. If we were a venture capital firm, we can make truffle whiskey.
Now, see, that's something we would do, and I would feel like it would at least
we
be popular
a
for
we
a short
need,
amount of
time. We
would
need a team.
I think we need about $25,000. So we need to find a venture capitalist willing to give us $25,000.
We also need the time to do that. Like, well, no, $25,000 is going to go into making all that. You don't make money right away.
I know that, but no, that starts it up, and then we could see what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, you have to pay the money back to the venture capitalists, right?
No, they lose the money
yeah, they
if you,
lose
if
the
you
money,
don't
yeah.
succeed. So we could just squander the money, but then I think we would go to jail for fraud.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
But, yeah, anyway, the PayPal Mafia, yeah, it's a bunch of these guys. But, yeah, the main ones are Max Levchin and Peter Thiel, Elon Musk.
Peter Thiel's like the super VC, right? Like, he runs everything.
Yeah, he's that dude. He's trying to invest mad of his money. Like, you know the way Elon Musk is investing in space travel?
Giant solar power units for your home.
Yeah, but all right, Peter Thiel's main thing, like, comparatively to Elon Musk's
SpaceX,
is he's trying to extend life expectancy to 120 years for himself, and he's older than us.
I saw a thing on Drudge. It was just a headline. Super rich trying to live to 150. I was like, yeah, obviously. They want to spend that money.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. I hope he fucking succeeds. It's great to know that a guy with that much money is fucking dedicated to that.
Of course he's dedicated to that. He wants to. I think it's a little weird. I think living to 150, I mean, how well are you going to. What's your quality of life going to be?
Well, you got
to
start taking care of yourself now.
That's bad. I don't think I'm going to be
in the 150
club.
Or maybe like a few years ago. For in your case, maybe the damage is already done. You don't want to take any of that 150-year-old juice or whatever they're going to call it.
I think it's juice. I think they're going to call it juice.
They're going to call it live to 150 juice.
Yeah. Can I get some of that 150 juice? Thank you.
It's that Formula 150, remember?
Oh.
See, if you were drinking Formula 50 instead of all that booze,
I drank
rot gut whiskey.
I drank a lot of Formula 50 back in the day. Well, I don't think they make it anymore. I don't think it's a vitamin water flavor anymore.
Does 50 Cent still own Mad of vitamin water?
No, he sold it for like a bunch of money.
And now it's not worth shit. He's made
it. Isn't?
Nah, well, I mean, when's the last time you heard about fucking vitamin water? Motherfuckers don't drink that shit no more.
That's a good point. It was like so hot. It used to be so hot, dude.
Yeah, it was fucking big for a while. Now all those people that used to drink those drink naked juices now.
I feel like naked juice was around the same time as...
Yeah, but people were stupid then. They were like, I just need these vitamins.
It really is brilliant what they did. It's just, well, just call it vitamin water.
Exactly.
It's like, that's the stupidest, if you really think about it, stupidest. It's like a goddamn caveman named this thing.
Of course. A Centrum and a bottle of water is significantly cheaper.
What do people like? Okay, people like water, they hate soda, and they like vitamins. So how about we call it vitamin water? That's right. There's a bunch of sugar and vitamins in this water, people.
Well, it's like all the people who want to be healthy,
yeah,
but are fucking too lazy to not drink delicious, sweet things.
Delicious, sweet things are so good, though. They're so delicious and
exactly.
sweet. I can't believe, I was the same way when that shit came out. I was like, oh, this must be good for me. It's called vitamin water. Look, I'm looking at the back of this thing.
I should just drink them while I was drinking, like on the way home from drinking booze, because I figured it would help with the hangover.
Get those electrolytes.
Hell yeah.
But it's, you know, it turns out that if anyone read the back label, there's a shitload of sugar inside of it. Or probably just high fructose corn syrup. I have no idea.
Definitely was.
Oh, good God. We all fell for the vitamin water scam. How depressing.
You want to hear something else depressing?
Give it to me, dog.
All right. In Australia, Groupon sold thousands of condoms that have holes in them.
Oh, my God.
Begging the question, why would you buy condoms off Groupon?
I get everything I own off Groupon. I got this shirt off Groupon. I got these pants off Groupon.
But you don't use condoms.
That's a good point. Anyway, what kind of Australian pussy uses a condom?
That's true. I heard they just use Foster's cans.
Those are some giant, jagged penises then that they have.
Hell yeah, just jamming it on there.
Awful.
Hell yeah. Really pounding that shit out, that Australian box.
Calm down.
No, they just send from criminals. They can really take a pounding.
Oh, boy.
We have a few fans in Australia. Probably
what's up?
Alienated them.
Big ups to our Australian boys. Don't be fucking with no condoms on. Pull out, dogs.
Hell yeah, especially if you're getting them from fucking Groupon. You'd have been better off pulling out.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, but seriously, who the fuck? I remember, like, I would never, like, they sell condoms in the 99-cent store. I'm like, who the fuck is buying those? Like, that's the one thing. If you're going fucking, either go raw and be a man about it, or spend the extra quarter.
I don't know, dude. People just want a deal, you know, even if it is on condoms. Like, they don't think about that it's a condom. They just think they're saving some money.
I don't know. I heard that AIDS cocktail costs a lot, though.
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible.
Abortions ain't free.
I guess, yeah, Plan B isn't free either. It's like $60.
Exactly.
It's mad expensive.
You better get to pulling. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, well, we're not in Australia. We're not buying goddamn Groupon the condoms. That's so true. We're good.
Do you ever, you
got those two sister wives of yours. I don't know what the fuck's going on with you.
Yeah. Fucking, they just gouge each other's wombs out at the end of the month.
Oh,
just to be sure. They don't even know if they're pregnant or not. Just to be sure.
That's uncomfortable to listen to.
No, it's fine. They like it. They're into it.
They can't possibly be into that.
No, it's their fetishes.
Okay, never mind.
They're both super into gouging each other's wombs with hangers.
Oh, man. This shortened session of High Society Radio is going to end soon.
It is going to end soon.
It's
been great talking to you.
It has been great.
Especially without Johnny here.
Just having a one-on-one, it's been really enjoyable. But you're going to either call Johnny or play some old stuff after this?
I'm either going to call Johnny.
You should call Johnny.
I probably will. I'm a little worried about him now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about stuff that we didn't talk about on this program. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
I'm not going to talk to him about the Pacquiao Mayweather fight you know what he's gonna say. That's not a real fight, B.
You should at least get him to say his initial, you know, reaction though.
Yeah, it's true, because this will be before it and then people will hear about it.
Yeah.
Be like, nah, B.
Exactly.
He's just hugging him, son.
He really was just hugging him though, but that's the same exact fight we've seen.
Yeah, but if you want to watch people get the shit kicked out of him, just go to WorldStar. That shit is free. Why'd you pay $100?
Yeah, but Bieber is in the WorldStar videos. Or Jimmy Kimmel.
That's true.
Jake Gyllenhaal isn't watching World Star. Well, at least that I know of.
Mike Tyson was there. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
No, here's something terrible. I was like, man, messed up during the fight, and Mike Tyson came on, and who the hell did I think he was? I know I didn't yell Denzel. I thought he was some other black guy, and then I was
Denzel
like,
had the fucking handlebar mustache. I was like, what the fuck is he playing?
God damn it! I can't remember who I thought Mike Tyson was. I feel like such an idiot because I was like yelling about it for like 20 seconds, and until someone else in the room was like, "That's Mike Tyson." I was like, "Oh my god, I'm a racist."
What did that make you a racist?
Because I got one mixed up with another black man.
Especially, wait, was it another black man with a huge face tattoo?
I don't know. It was on a projector on a wall, so the face tattoo was a bit off for me, at least.
Mm. Was it Lil Wayne? Because he has face tattoos.
No, it wasn't.
He doesn't look much like Mike Tyson, though.
It wasn't Lil Wayne. All right. So hopefully a phone call with Bronx Giants coming up. Oh,
wait, one more thing about the fight, though.
Yeah.
Fucking, did you notice that Paulie Malignaggi, who's calling the fight, cut his fucking hair off and he had a fade?
I didn't realize that at all.
Okay. So, Paulie Malignaggi has lost at least 2 fights because of stupid hairstyles. Now he's retired and he gets a fucking haircut.
It's sad. Oh, read off the names and I'll hit some ball and drops.
All right. So, this is somebody who said we didn't play the ball and drop the last time we did this. So, you're going to play it now, right?
Yeah, I'm going to play it now.
All right. Shane W. Boom. Sean W. At Clip V. I don't know if that's Twitter or Instagram. Travis from Northport. John P. John C. A lot of Johns. Mike L.
Damn, that's a lot of Patreons. Thank you guys for donating to the show. The pizza party is coming. We promise you that.
And the stickers are going out next week. I had a lot to do last week. They will be going out.
Oh, yeah. All the stickers are going out.
Anybody listening to this, if you haven't sent me your address on Patreon, you need to send me your address or I can't send it to you. Don't hit me up in a month on fucking Twitter calling me a dick. If you don't send me your address, I can't send you a sticker.
You don't like being called a dick on Twitter.
It's really starting to bug me.
All right. You're going to get some more content after this, but this is the shortened version of High Society Radio. Mine's Bronx Johnny. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks. Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Hey.
Well, all right, guys. Linking up with Bronx Johnny did not work out. So this is 18. Oh, it's a little bit more than that. It'll flesh out the show. What this is three demo breaks that we recorded. They're clean demos that we were going to send out to terrestrial stations, and I guess just never got around to it. So this was actually High Society Radio, The Lost Tapes, Volume 1. It was the first thing I found in the archives, meaning, you know, piles of CD books that I have in my house. This is the kind of stuff, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you get with a Patreon subscription, as well as with some other bonus content and some swag. But here you go. High Society Radio, The Lost Tapes, as part of the end of a best of. Sorry again, guys, for the problem with the show. There was a booking time for our studio, and it was an issue, so we had much less time than we normally have to cut. Obviously, Johnny had a work emergency, so he couldn't come in, but we should all three be together, Best Friends Forever Podcast Club, next week. Here you go.
And that was Social Distortion with Story of My Life. You're listening to High Society Radio on XM 202, The Virus. I'm Pepper Hicks.
It's your man Bronx Johnny hanging with you.
It's Chris from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and you can hit us up at myspace.com/High Society Radio or go to our website, highsocietyradio.net. And if you'd like to call, the phone number is 866-WOW1WOW.
Speaking of Story of Our Life, how is it we have a MySpace, but we're not down with the billionaires boys club known as Facebook?
Do you even know what Facebook is, Johnny?
Is it something with your laptop or something like that?
It's on the AOL, Johnny.
Is it? I know that if you join it, you become a billionaire.
is that what it is?
No, that isn't what it is. We're not part of Facebook because it might be the most annoying internet application / website you'll ever be a part of.
It's How more so? Annoying than MySpace, though?
See, MySpace is just MySpace. You'll get friend requests, and maybe you'll get fake women trying to be your friend.
Lots of fake
women, yes. But see, Facebook has something slightly more annoying. See, they have people making their own applications and games to play.
They have that on MySpace now, too.
No, but you'll get inundated with these games.
they bog you down.
Basically, like, they'll have, You want to play Oregon Trail for the next 3 weeks there, buddy, with all your friends? Oregon Trail? I'm not 15.
15?
Christ.
7?
Nah, I'm a late bloomer there, pal. They have Dr. Phil's personality test. You can take a personality test to be on in this social website. It's ridiculous.
And then, but like, is it a legit test? Like, did you actually figure out your personality?
Yes, actually. Dr. Phil will actually tell you what your personality is.
Dr. Phil called
Boys Club.
He calls you up, Dr. Phil. He gives you the results.
I'll take that.
That's professional advice right there. You're not going to get psychological advice better than that.
It could be the worst thing ever. And the worst thing on it is they'll have, ooh, you just got bit by a vampire. I swear to God, Johnny, you just got bit by a vampire.
Yeah.
Johnny just sent a zombie towards your Facebook page. How are you going to get back at him?
Is it like a silly little chain letter, but...
It basically, yes. It's a
Is
chain
that
letter.
I hate chain letters.
Chain letters you get every single day from your friends. They don't even know that they're actually participating in a chain letter. Chris.
No, like, but there are worse things than those. But the funny thing about the vampire thing is now all of a sudden you get a request, you want to go kill the vampires with me?
Oh,
you
God. Help
me kill, you want to be a vampire slayer with me?
Yeah, so now they have chain letters to attack the other chain letters. It's like, oh, you want to be part of the werewolf army and fight other vampires? What are you talking about?
Now, is it an actual game? Or, like, do you actually play or is this just wordplay?
It's wordplay. You're emailing each other over Facebook.
That's not nerdy at all.
It's not even nerdy. It's just sad and unnecessary.
The way you make it sounds like I need a dictionary to play.
Basically.
Like, I'm going to counter your Van Helsing with some garlic.
No, but here's the thing. Like, that, okay, I don't find that annoying. I don't like people sending me martinis, which I wouldn't drink in real life.
Yeah.
You can get drinks off of Facebook?
They'll Facebook you drinks and, like, joints. Like, oh, Bill just sent me a joint. Maybe you should get it for high with all your friends on Facebook.
Don't take more than two. Pass it after two.
It says that, right?
God.
Jesus Christ. It doesn't make sense. It's
I've been sent drinks that I wouldn't. I've been sent Appletinis on Facebook. I'm not drinking them in real life.
I have a pint with Joe. Enjoy yourself on Facebook. Let's get virtually hammered.
Dude, that's just... Who the hell is Joe?
That's just as annoying as people to get virtually married.
Oh, yeah, like in Second Life.
That's just horrible.
What the hell is virtually married?
All right, those are people, like, they're couples. I know a lot of 17-year-olds that do that. They're like, well, we can't really
get married. I know a lot of 17-year-olds too, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, we know them differently in a way. That's all I'll get into on that
one. I'm Chris Hansen. This is Dateline NBC. You're watching To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, but the annoying portion of that is, whatever happened to just living real life? How about you go outside and actually have a little toke or something? Or enjoy a drink with a friend, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's what you should do.
Like, all right. No. Hold on, guys. Johnny, Chris. Why would you do that when you can just sit in your house?
I'll send you a White Russian.
And have your best buddy, Roseanne, send you, you know, a pint of beer. Oh, look, it's Facebook. I'm getting messed up. Well, this is great.
The nice thing about the online doobie is at least you'll pass the drug test the next day.
You won't be getting high, Johnny. I have a little problem with that.
Does the screen get blurry at the more digital Appletinis you have?
Sure, why not? Yeah, that's a new thing in Facebook. So I think, all right, we can have a Facebook page, Johnny, but we got to change the name from High Society Radio to Ninja Robot Pirate Army, and I think it'll be a big hit.
I'll be honest with you, if it's that much work, I might as well just stick with MySpace then.
All right, I guess so. There's no High Society Radio Facebook page. Okay, you're listening to High Society Radio on XM202 The Virus. Phone number is 866-WOW1WOW. Coming up is Radiohead Body Snatchers. It's XM202. That was Green Day with Longview. It's XM202, The Virus. You're listening to High Society Radio. I'm Pepper Hicks.
It's your man, Bronx Johnny, hanging with you.
It's Chris from Brooklyn.
You can hit us up at myspace.com/High Society Radio, or you can go to our website, highsocietyradio.net. If you'd like to call, dial 866-WOW1WOW, 866-WOW1WOW. Now, Chris, you called me up last weekend, and you were telling me some story, I don't know, I was half awake, about some sex tape with you involved with it. I don't know why you would want to tell me about this. I don't know.
Well, I have a little dilemma. I'm not actually on film in the tape.
Thank God.
It's a girl I used to see, and I'm over at a friend's house. I come out of the bathroom, and it's this girl, and she's getting acquainted with another girl.
Okay.
And the problem isn't the fact that this exists. This was years ago.
No, having a lesbian sex tape is never a problem.
No, it's definitely not a problem.
Not at all. No.
But, the problem arises where now this is my good friend's serious girlfriend.
Okay.
And now they've been together for over a year. He's never brought it up. All of a sudden, we're driving home the other night, and he goes, yeah, you got a sex tape with this one another girl, right? And I was like, yeah.
So he wants it back.
Yeah. He wants it
in general.
Son, I'm going to need that was the exact words.
Okay.
So he was quite adamant about it, and I don't really want to give it to him. I don't want to
give it. I wouldn't either.
He's. I told him if they get married, I'll give it to him on his wedding day.
That's nice.
But if they break up, I need to show that to my grandson.
Well, here's my advice: make a copy, keep it, give him that, and say, "Yeah, it's the original. Yep, only copy in the world.
See,
and it's yours."
See what P. Hicks did there was he took my idea, threw it out of his own mouth. Great minds think alike, man. I was going to say the same thing. Other than he could burn it to DVD,
or maybe I'm just a scanner.
Could be that.
I don't know. I mean, do I really want to be dishonest to my friend like that? To my boy?
He'll never know.
He ain't going to know. That's not being dishonest until you get caught, man.
This is a radio show. He might find out.
No, don't worry.
No.
I'm not too worried about it. But I don't know. I don't want to do that. I feel like, first of all, he shouldn't be watching this. It doesn't involve him. He wasn't there. This was years before they got together. was at least 3-4 years before they got together. I really don't even think if he should he should see it.
Now, does he want it because he wants to watch it, or does he want it for the fact that it's just that's his chick, and he knows there's a sex tape out there with her, and he doesn't want a sex tape out with his chick out there?
Well, then he shouldn't mind if I just hand him a ripped up tape. But the whole thing is, he's just like, he doesn't know if he wants to watch it or not. And I'm just saying this right now, if he sees this, it's his girlfriend that he loves and buys roses for doing things that are not wholesome. And
wow. That's real love. I've loved women, but I never bought any roses. Is that bad?
I'm just saying. I really don't think he should hear me making wisecracks when this is going on.
No. Wisecracks?
Does he really want to hear my voice and his girlfriend's voice at the same time?
Sure.
In an intimate situation.
If you're a good buddy, you could try to dub over your voice. Go to like an audiovisual club thing and dub over your voice.
Change my voice to Darth Vader's voice?
Yeah, or do that thing where they used to do, like put Steve Allen's voice over yours or something kooky like that. So they wouldn't know who it is.
I don't know, Johnny.
Do they mention your name at all on the tape? Or?
It's obviously me. I have it. He knows I'm there. He knows I filmed it.
So then he should have, well, if he knows you're there, he shouldn't, he's just nitpicking then.
I don't know if he's nitpicking. Here's the whole thing. I feel like if he sees this and he sees the way that maybe his girlfriend was treated years ago, he's not going to want to be my friend anymore.
So, Chris, you're not the nicest guy. You're a little misogynistic. It's okay.
I never said that. I never suggested that this go on. Like I said, I returned from the bathroom and this was going on.
Well, I hear different things. You're listening to High Society Radio. It's XM202, The Virus. Call, if you want to call up, it's 866-WOW1-WOW. Coming up is Black Sabbath, Paranoid. That was Lollipop by Lil Wayne, XM202, The Virus. You're listening to High Society Radio. You can hit us up at myspace.com/High Society Radio or go to highsocietyradio.net. I'm Pepper Hicks.
It's your man, bro, Shawnee.
It's Chris from Brooklyn.
If you'd like to call in, call 866-WOW1-WOW, 866-WOW1-WOW. Johnny just got some new merchandise from his job.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you do, Johnny?
I'm a security guard at a fine hotel. I don't want to give out the name because then people are bum rushing, want autographs.
Oh, yeah. And I got a call around 12:30 on a Saturday. I'm still asleep. I wake up to Johnny offering me, what was it that you had in quantity?
40. Big 40, 27-inch Quasar televisions.
40.
Quasar.
Quasar, that's a good brand. It's good stuff. It's classy. It's still in style. It's a Quasar brand television. 40 televisions. You are a rich, rich man. Do you know that?
Color televisions, my man.
Color televisions.
Color.
Now, Chris.
I got the same phone call about 20 minutes after you did. Because no phone call with Johnny lasts less than 20 minutes. So, obviously, I got the same phone call. It was about 25 minutes later. But what are you doing with these TVs?
Well, basically, the hotel switching over to flat screens. So my boss, I'm cool with the building manager.
Why would you switch over to flat screens? We have 40 people perfectly working
Quasar
color television.
To be real, too, they throw in a little mix in the pocket. I did check there's some RCAs with built-in VCRs.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anybody wants to bring that back because the 80s are hot right now.
It's retro.
Pop in the VHS.
Get on that retro, Johnny.
Everything that comes back again. Something.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, look at Johnny. He has 40 televisions.
I
what do you have?
I have 2 televisions. Actually, 3 televisions.
Do they have VCRs in them?
No. I only have 1 VCR.
Well, see, the problem is Johnny's balling out of control, whereas you're just balling. And it's not what we need right now. We need someone that's balling out of control.
We have someone that's balling out of control.
I'll brag a little bit. My Kool-Aid's a little sweeter these days. I'll say that much.
He's got that sugar in the raw.
The guy has 40 televisions. He could be, it could be like Back to the Future 2 in his house. With like 7, 8 different televisions, all different channels. Just, you know, learning.
It's not a bad, well, you know what it is? Come Thanksgiving, all the drug dealers outside giving out turkeys, who's giving out a color TV?
With a VCR.
27 inches, hell yeah.
Would you turn those into?
You want to watch an old kung fu flick with your broad Saturday night? Don't got nothing to do? Pop in that Quasar. Pop in, there you go. Fist of a ball, I guess you'd call that kung fu flick.
I think those things are worth more as aquariums than televisions. I'm sorry.
See? The guy can have 17, 20, 30, I don't know how many when he decides what he wants to do with them. Aquariums. Each with a different fish in it.
One fish per aquarium?
Yeah, he's balling.
But wouldn't the fish get lonely?
Doesn't matter. He'll buy more fish. It's 40 televisions.
I could basically fund a...
He's got 40 VCRs.
I could contribute to Obama's campaign with that many
TVs.
He
could start his own TV station.
Hey, well, actually, yeah.
And only he'll watch it.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. See, he's balling out of control.
How is that balling out of control? I don't understand.
Listen to the drop again.
The man has... Now it's clear. Now it's clear to me, Pep.
If someone tells me that they have 40 televisions, I'm going to assume that they are...
So, I have 3 televisions. I'm nowhere near...
You're not.
At all.
At all, no. It's really sad, to tell you the truth. Johnny spends every day in a hotel room. You're in some garbage apartment in Brooklyn.
Why is my apartment garbage?
He's in a hotel, that's why.
Because he's in the telly every fucking night.
Go.
Because he's in the telly every night. I'm not balling.
Very true.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is.
Why does that make my apartment garbage?
Wow, we kind of...
Because it's not that.
We kind of ate bell in that drop right there.
Okay, you listen to High Society Radio on XM 202, The Virus, if you want to call in. It's 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-WOW-1-WOW. And here's UGK with Player's Anthem.
Hypnotized minds, UGK, 36 Mafia. Another classic, baby. Put some sour...